Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 510 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined via Skype by Memory Strong Smith, Executive Director of Act 1 in Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to discuss a little bit of the history of Act 1, a little bit of the setup, and a little bit of what they've got going on this season, which is pretty exciting stuff. And we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play,
don't
in, the
all
gutter,
play
of course,
in the gutter, of course. Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
They may look at you funny,
but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
All right, IDSers, I am joined by Executive Director Memory Strong Smith of Act 1. Welcome, how are you, and how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I am happy to be here. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am well. So, part of the we got to talking to you during the fundraiser event, the Lucas Nates the Christians a couple weekends ago. So that got me interested in talking to you about Act 1 because I've never really covered Act 1 before. So, give me kind of a Reader's Digest of Act 1, and then how a Reader's Digest version of how you became involved with Act 1, and then we'll hit what's coming up for Act 1. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely. Well, Act 1, we're in our 28th season, I believe, starting in October next month. It was formed by a group of people who wanted to see the classics kind of come back. The charter says classics, old and new, so it kind of leaves the door wide open. But for a long time, people always thought of Act 1 as they do all the old stuff. They do the classics. But we're kind of beginning to change that a little bit, I hope, doing a little bit more relevant work and interesting kind of work that you don't see very often, like the Christians. That was a Tennessee premiere. It had never been done before in Tennessee. That's what a Tennessee premiere means. Yeah. And so we're very proud to bring that in. And I got involved. I was in a show with Act One, and the board was really small, and they didn't have a lot. They didn't have anybody who did marketing. And so I had never done it before, but I thought, hey, somebody needs to do it. Cause we were doing the Shadow Box, which is a great show that saw, and it was disappointing. So I thought, I wonder if I could be of any use. And then I started doing that. That was in 2013, I believe, or 12 or 13. And I've just been there since.
Now, is your background, are you a Nashville born and bred actor, or what's your background?
No, I was born in Florida, moved around a little bit, settled in Nashville about 2002. My first show ever that I ever did was in 2009 at what is now Keaton, used to be the National Dinner Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the ensemble of Tom Sawyer out there.
Cool.
And I just love it. Yeah. So.
Where were you born in Florida?
Fort Myers.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've spent some time in Florida at many iterations. So it's through my life's history. So, but I was born in Georgia. But it's rare to meet a native Floridian. So there you go. A native Floridian in Nashville. So there you go. Cool. So what have we got going on here for Act One this season?
Well, we're opening up next month, October 7th, as a matter of fact, with Arsenic and Old Lace. Talk about classics, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, everybody, a lot of people are very familiar with. I don't want to say everybody because there are people who haven't seen the movie or the show, but it's about these two spinster old lady aunts who basically bump their poor lonely single men friends off. And it's comedy and it's farce and it's funny, and Daniel DeVault is directing that, and Eric Butler is in it, and Debbie Kratzky and Linda Spear. Nice. They're the lead. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I gotta tell you, I saw not anything to do with Act One, but I saw a production of Arsenic and Old Lace, which was just above Waiting, and this had nothing to do with the play itself, but it was just the performance. The production was just above kind of Waiting for Guffman quality.
Oh wow! Yeah.
So the whole like crawling in and out of the window and stuff, the space that they were in was too small, right?
Right.
So they didn't have any masking flaps to give you any sort of view out of the window. So what they did is they put a faux ficus in the background of the window unit. Okay.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. And so, which would have been fine, right? Except every time anybody had to move, like coming in and out of that window unit, the ficus would move as the actor slid into place. So you would sort of see the ficus sort of shimmy a little bit and then shift 4 inches as they crawled in and shift 4 inches back. And at one point they knocked the ficus over, so it collapsed completely out of view and then shot right back up into place. I mean, it was...
This sounds like an amazing show. It would have been a lot of fun to watch.
It was a lot of fun to watch. And that was my introduction to Arsenic and Old Lace. But it's a great show. Okay, so what else is coming up?
And then in November, we have Sam Shepard's A Lie of the Mind, which is gritty and dark and heavy, and it's a really interesting show. It's going to be a great show. We've got a great cast for that. Dave McGinnis is directing that. He's got a few people on stage that haven't worked for Act One before, so I'm really excited to see what he does with it. Dave directed The Shadow Box, which is the show I was talking about earlier, and he's just a magnificent director. He knows how to cast.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know how to cast, I think you've got a good show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 99% of the time, yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So he knows how to pick them, and we're really excited about that. And then in March of 2017, we're doing something else that's never been done in Nashville before. I don't know about outside of Nashville, but we're doing Angels in America, Parts 1 and 2. You know, HBO did the big special with Angels in America. I think it was a miniseries or at least one of their special event things.
Right.
Dealing with the AIDS crisis in America, part one is called The Millennium Approaches. And this part two is called Perestroika. And we're doing them in rep. So we're going to have two casts. One show will go up on Tuesday night, part one, and then part two on Wednesday, and then part one again on Thursday, part two on Friday, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. It'll be, I was intrigued by you guys doing that and doing both of them at the same time, which I thought was a great choice. It'll be interesting to see if it's, I mean, the message should still hold up, but whether it's, you know, one of those where the dates, where it still stays dated and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how you guys tackle that. And I'm looking forward to seeing that production.
Yeah, and we've got Jim Manning, who's a legend in Nashville theater for being not only a brilliant set designer, but a really darn good director. He directed the Charlie Brown. Oh, I can't think of it right now.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown?
No. What was it called? Shoot. Anyway, last season or the season before, it was the one with the grown-up. Mm. Charlie Brown characters. Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, they're gonna kill me for not remembering that. I'm so sorry. But my brain is blank. And then we have Lane Wright, who is a standout in his own right, in the Nashville community for being an excellent actor and an excellent director. He's doing part two, so they'll share that. There might be some changes, but yeah, so. Part one and part two. Dog Sees God was the name of that show.
You knew it would come back to you, right?
it's very ambitious, but that's another one of those classics. That's more of a modern classic. I mean, but it is very important still. You know, we don't talk about AIDS anymore. We don't. Right. We just don't talk about it. But it's still a big deal. Mm-hmm. I was just in a production of The Normal Heart a year or two ago and learned a lot of statistics about HIV and AIDS and how it's still prevalent, especially in the African-American community here in Tennessee. Mm. It's just on the rise. It's crazy. Mm. So it's still a thing. We don't talk about it anymore because it can be controlled and you can prevent it with the PrEP pills now, but it's still a thing, and we still need to get that message out there. So we're very excited about that.
Absolutely.
And then in May of next year, we're doing Noises Off, which, again, if you spent much time in the theater community, you're familiar with Noises Off, sort of this big hysterical where they're doing a show in front of you, and then you get to see what's happening behind the scenes also. Big set. Bradley Moore is directing that. Which he directed August Osage County for us last season. Looking forward to bringing down the house with that one. It's going to be hilarious. And then we're bringing musicals back to Act One in June with Reefer Madness.
Nice.
Yeah, really excited about that. Jason Lewis, who just directed Jesus Christ Superstar for Circle, is going to be directing that for us. And it's also going to be just hilarious. And it's a musical. So we're just, this season is pretty fantastic as far as I'm concerned. I don't think I could have asked for a better one.
Well, it definitely is an ambitious one with the Angels in America and Noises Off and the musical and everything else. So it sounds like a lot of fun. So how can one go about procuring tickets to said events?
You can go to our website, which is acts1online.com. So it's act1online.com. And if you like our Facebook page, we will always keep you up to date with everything that's going on and let you know when everything is going to happen. Season tickets right now are $60 for anybody who wants to let me know. You can contact me at memorystrong@msn.com personally, and I will see that you get a season ticket for $60. They're not up on the website. It's a little bit difficult to sell those because we, as the season progresses, we change the price.
Mm-hmm.
So they go down the longer you wait, but we want you to be able to see all the shows. So it's $75 worth of shows for $60.
Hard to beat that value, right?
That's absolutely right.
All right, and I'll have links to that information on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
When guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank Executive Director Memory Strong Smith for stopping by today via Skype to chat about all things Act 1. Pretty exciting season stuff and real good value on tickets. So, again, if you're looking for that information, you can find it in the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableds, @I, inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, who knows what we'll be getting into, but it's sure going to be something good. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres, perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats, instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.